Beginning our daf, Masechet Baba Basa, daf Chavches, the beginning of the day, again, says Masechet, begins the Gemara, El Me'at, if that's the case, well then, Chazaka, Shein Metayin, Vachulu, then it should be a Chazaka. Because we're going to have Mishar Amud. So it's Tayyip, it's a wonder. Ma'isaka, that the Makshah, what was the Havamin of the one who's asking the question? How could you give it to him? Give it to him, he's not making any claim at all. Just doesn't make sense. The Shabbat says what you can say is the Achipach. This is what the Gemara's question was. Keeping the Alpha Misharamud, since you'll name Misharamud, Mahas, and just like over there, Bishosh, Nagichas, Habibachas, Gas, Nakhin, three goings makes it in the possession of the one, in the presumption of a Nakhin, of a Gor, Hachanam, here also, keeping the Achlashalashan and Balay Micha. So there's logic here. Since he consumed 3 years and no one protested, Habibachas, Shalayim Chait, so there's a Chazaka that the guy's not going to protest anymore. And therefore, Balay Titan, Namitesh, even without a claim, it should be his, because there's Lamim, we should say, Shemochalay, that he pardoned him. Or inami, additionally, you could say, this is what the Gemara was asking, remember to say, oh, the chazakash lebetayna, that being possessed above it without a claim, te chazakash be chazaka, doesn't mean without any claim at all. Because then, yeah, what right does he have? Because he was squatting. It means like when he tells him, I bought it from that guy who bought it from you, that although he did not say that he bought it in front of me, I didn't see him buying it from you, and he didn't live in it even for one day, which we weren't discussed as late enough from base. Now, and he doesn't even know if the guy bought it from him or not. And it's just that that's what he told him. So generally, that's it not qualified as a taina. So that would be such a chazaka she'inim ataina is what we're saying should be a chazaka. Says Teish Tem LeRashba, it's a wonder to the Rashba. Hod Mibayil Meper Kitz Rekel, the Gemara asks about Bekama, Dav Chavdal Menal, if Ilyud the Tura, what's the mood for when you make a Shur mood? Is it to make the ox into a mood? Ilyud the Gavri is to warn the master that he becomes the owner of that was warned three times. Says Teish, Teish Mahacha, why didn't you resolve from Agamar Behid? Ilyud the Tura, that's obviously to make the Shur into a Shur Hamud. Because the Kamir Hal Chavusha, because the Hal Chavusha are saying, Ma Shur Hamud, what do we find by the Shur Hamud? You keep it Nagach Gev Mal Nagich, as once, of course, three times, Nafka Lebechulu, it gets removed from a Shur Hamud to a Shur Hamud. Now, but leave the Gavra, but it was to warn the owner, Lo Miyai, he does not become a Mood, Ad Nagich Rabiz, until the fourth goring. Does a Mood, La'avar, Bahasroist, and he's now a Mood to violate the warnings, because Nagach Nagich Ashlish, because when they gored the third time, or Israel, when they warned him, I dine Lord, about Shalish Hasroist, he didn't violate three warnings yet, Ashigach Pam Revis, until it goes the fourth time. So what are we saying that already after three times it's a mood? The Shemit says, you can say is the Sugi Dahacha, the Sugi over here, Commander Amr, is going like the one who says, like the one who says that it's to warn that the ox is becoming mood. Now, but the ones, the Sanhedrin, the Halchi Usha, Lemer, Ela, the Gamin, Rishamud, they just said we learned Rishamud, but yes, not more than that. The Alfina Mishalosh Hasra is the Gavra, and yeah, we will learn after three warnings of the person. Lim Mishalosh Negich is the Tura, not from the three warnings of the ox. Just the one who's explaining the Gemara is going like them on the Amma, lead the Tura, but it wouldn't prove anything. But moreover, the Lamandam, according to the one that says lead the Gavra, that is to warn the person, the owner of the ox. In Tzarch Shiyu Mchzakus Lavabasras, it doesn't have to be have established that he violated the warnings. Zimkin, if that be the case, Negich Chamish is like then it shouldn't be liable until after the fifth. Times it goes that you see he violated the fourth warning. No, el tzarch shidi uhu b'chol pam k'shigach. You just have to notify him every time that the animal gores. K'tishish meshar that he should watch his ox. K'mokum chiv the shar, but the liability of the ox tal yibamash roch zakligach is that he's already established that he gores. So, but it's not a difficulty. On the one who holds that it's the owners. To say that he violated Azrais, it's just that he should be notified and warned. Next, this master begins with the words of the Gemara. That's the case. Well, Mecha again asking on this learning from Shur Hamud. So Mecha shle b'fanu b'leit have Mecha. So Mecha not in front of the person, the one that's being masked, should not be Mecha. Which Pirush Ridri explains. Well, what's the question? The office Shur Hamud just about learning from Shur Hamud that have a chazaka b'shal jimni that it's a chazaka up to three times. So we should also learn out the following idea. Well, ma'ashar, just like by shar, hamud. Tzarchadah b'fan of the one has to be in front of him. But I mean, we don't say kala islay that the word gets out, but toil and should be effective. So when you protest, not in front of the guy, islamim, we should say, the less lay kala that the word doesn't get out. But like techazaka, and therefore should not be a chazaka. Because afbisha shama ha chazaka, because even though the guy taking possession will be heard. But kimin de inkur lemacha, but since the word does not get out for the guy's protest, what would it help if he would protest? Since the mecha will not reach it to the one that's being maksik, so his mecha will not help us. And there was nothing being proved from his mecha, so therefore it's not going to be a chazaka. Because even though the protest is coming to nullify the chazaka, which is addressing what the question of the comparison. And that does come to become the chazaka. So how is the Gemara comparing to ask? Kamakam Baruch Shabbos, still the Gemara is asking very well, because ultimately it's the same content and comparative idea. Now, but then Tzai is asking, so why are you saying it like this? Why are you picking the mechabla? Look at the chazaka. Why don't you pick the chazaka? That the chazaka shalei b'fon should not be chazaka. The chazaka nishmas tvei mado. No, it's not true, because actually the chazaka has heard guys taking over person's property. It's heard more than the warning. Because of mechaber regarding the protest in the Shemesh, so that's not heard anymore, and therefore that's what the Gemara is asking. Now, below Shemud, now without Shemud, the Gemara could have asked leite mecha, still not be mecha. Could the Baruch Hu be the Rabban? Like the Gemara actually asked the same question ultimately according to Rabban, who learned it out from a different source. Ella, but keeping the yolad Mishamud, it's just once we learn Mishamud, nichle mifrak minei. The Gemara prefers to ask from it itself. Trying the Gemara answers, chaber islay. No. Regarding mecha, your friend has his friend b'yesh kol, and word gets out bein mecha, whether for the protest bein lado, whether for testimony. Now abado great, but regarding the testimony of the sharamud, well, that's a biblical decree. They ain't nasa mu'ud, that it does not become a mu'ud. I'm kim eidim upon them only if the warning is done in front of the owner himself. Afil is barle be'elav eidim, even if it gets verified to more than 1,000 witnesses, sheidol shebevezin, that they testified on his ox in court, doesn't make a difference. It has to be from the gzeis hakasav. As our Gemara brings, Vod Bevalov is Ksiv. Next test, Master, begin the words of the Gemara, Kagoin Tzlaf. So the Gemara is saying, well, if Chazak is learned on Mishar Mu'id, that Negiches are not at the same time, so Tzlaf, since it's eaten one day, the other one's not there, so that should establish a Chazakah, which Tosafot explains. Which the Bach adds on the words avagav or basar, the shanilei mitaina, even though or after that we had answered from the case of, we already discussed teina, which is very similar type of a question. Parak mitzlaf, no, the Gemara asks from tzlaf from the caper bush. Why? Because teina gedaylihi b'shosh neit lechaber tamen ilan. By the fig, it's very big at the time when you're harvesting the other one from the tree. Elishlein is bashladai, it just wasn't ripened yet. So therefore the Gemara rejects that option. I'm a slav, but the caper bush cut not pre-harbor. The fruit is very small, kishnoit lachas, when you take one of them. The trees ultimately are going to be shiitu in the peris b'chol yom, that they're gonna bear fruits every single day. So legally of Isa Atama, a student was mocking this. And he said, "In kachodesh tachas Hashem, there's nothing new under the sun. Where do we find such a thing today?" So he showed him the caper bush, where it's like almost like it's like producing it at new every day. So therefore, that's why the Gemara is saying that this is another option for the Gemara's question. Now, Ben Chanal Gars Bereisha, he actually has his Gersa actually has first tlasa per bechad yema, three produce in one day against slav like the caper bush. Because you could have three different types of pears together as one, and which with the Gemara Bracha says are the leaves and the berries and the kafrisin. These are different elements, and then the basachi gars, and then he has the girsa going to ena like the fig, and. Which the Gemara is asking, which, you know, the Taina one fruit is smaller at the time you eat the other one, more than the caper bush, he would seem. It's just that caper is just, you could have three different types on the same tree at one time. But it says, Tosafot, the Shabbos Mashik is from Shalonu. But the Gemara in Shabbos, which we brought before, sounds like, no, that the caper is actually smaller than that of a fig, and therefore it makes sense to have the gears of the caper bush. After the caper berry asked after the case of the fig. Next test must begin with the words of Gemara, but the maids of Tevik Mashmalan. Well, how do you bring a riot from Yirmiyah Navi? Maybe it's actually, you don't, Chazaka does not require 3 years. He was just, possibly he was telling them to watch their documents, not because they need it for a chazaka, it's just a good idea to have a document, even though you have a chazaka, just that you don't have to go to court.
Now, says Taisa, the truth is the Gemara could have also asked, the Bidimah B'tech Eser Habakoi, that maybe he was in the 10th year, Mazal Tchilas Echas Eser, and he was warning regarding the 11th year, the like of a Lashana, where you're not even have even 1 year, but the truth of the Lashana Chazaka, maybe that because you know you're not even going to have but 1 year, but 1 year would be Chazaka, and therefore who said that you need 3 years? Now, Ben Chanal Pirish, she explains that Rabbi Yosef Yalav Hachi,
that his Geras says that Rabbi Yosef is learning from Yirmiyahu,
because Begaris says Geras is Shari Nabi Amid Betesha. Actually, the Nabi was in the 9th year. Mazal Yeralf, he was wondering regarding the 11th year. Shetalakad Ir, because that's when the city is going to be captured. But Yabdash Tar is going to lose their documents. Vismukal Cheska Shalshem, and actually know to the country that they're going to have to rely on 3 years. And maybe Raya, because Raya, we say the Elam from the Bryce, and say the Elam, they've shown the Chias. Because in the 9th year, Bechadish Asir, in the 10th month, that's when it was. So therefore, that's 9th, 10th, 11th. Actually, that to show that no, because they were going to have a Chazaka of 3 years. Now, me b'chol is from Shalom Nukasav, but in all our texts it's written actually Shari Novi Amid Basiri. No, because the prophet was in the 10th year. B'chem Seid Olim Shalom, so in our brayse of Seid Olim Tanya Peshon Asir says in the 10th year. Voin more of the Gersasa Namikasha, according to his gears, it's also difficult. Manole Shalashonim Yem Liyem. Where do you get this idea? It's 3 years from day to day. Ketalafi Gersa Seid Olim, according to the text of the brayse of Seid Olim, Lek El Shemayin Asachidish, only have 18 months. Shari Peshon Achas. Because it was in the 11th year, in the 4th month, Batish Lachidish, in the 9th of that 4th month, the Hufke Ir, that the city was broken into, and therefore you wouldn't have even a complete 3 years, so that would be difficult. Also, according to Ben Chananel's Girsa.